Welcome to this week's Foxcast. I'm Sonny Fox, and my guest today is the one and only, formerly, Aflac Duck, one of the best roasters on Comedy Central, and one of a kind, Mr. Gilbert Gottfried, who stopped by one morning to record the show. And, of course, if you didn't know about Wonderama, an old kid show in New York hosted by another fella with my name, Sonny Fox, well, Gilbert didn't let me forget it. Good morning, Gilbert. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Now, how's Wonderama doing?
Oh, is it fuck still? You. Well, that proves how old you are. Right
yes.
There. I got to do
now,
admit it.
Are you there with Sandy Becker?
No, but I got to hurry up because I'm on my way to do the $64,000 question in a few weeks.
Now, I'm not going to take up too much time because I know you're going to bring on Sherry Lewis.
Now, for all the dumb fucks over in the Midwest, he's referring to a show in New York by Sonny Fox, who I think is dead now, isn't
no,
he?
No, he's not. He's still alive.
Oh, is he alive? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
He's still alive?
Yes, yeah. He is.
Yeah. Wow.
And people ask me if that's me, I said, I'm not quite that old.
He's in his 80s.
Is he really?
Yeah.
God, well, Gilbert, no wonder you know him.
Yeah, and I have to run over to another radio station where Bob McKeeshan and Mr. Green Jeans is going to be interviewing me.
Oh, that's right. Wait a minute. Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo.
He was Clarabelle on the Howdy Doody show.
You know, oh, that's right.
Before that.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're really taking the audience back, aren't we? Well, Gilbert, as long as you brought all this black and white TV up. What did Gilbert watch when he was a kid growing up? Seriously.
Well, God. Well, see, TV used to have all those old movies on and old TV shows, but I remember they'd have the Bowery Boys during the day.
That's right.
They'd have a lot of the old monster movies that I loved, like Frankenstein, the Wolfman, and Dracula.
Right.
And then the lesser ones, like, you know, the kind of Plan 9 from Outer Space type movies.
Oh, God.
And then they'd have the... that would be one channel. Another channel would have the gangster movies with Bogart and Cagney. And then I watch the Munsters.
That's more modern. Let me take you back. Yes. If you're talking about watching old TV, how about the cartoons? Do you remember Bosco?
Oh, yes, yes. And do you remember Bosco's competition?
Who?
Coco Marsh. That was the other chocolate syrup, Coco Marsh.
No, I'm talking about the cartoon Bosco.
Oh, Bosco!
Yeah, well, this sweetheart, Honey. Oh, never mind. That's really old. That's back when TV didn't have nothing to put on. You know, they just put on stuff from the movie theater.
I don't remember Bosco.
Well, that's
what
New York
did Bosco
for you.
Look? I remember Deputy Dog.
Good Lord. Lately, if people haven't been visiting your Facebook page, Gilbert's been putting up some great material. Let me give you an example. Peter Jackson smokes. He just can't kick the hobbit. And then he goes on to apologize to all hobbits. Now, I like the way you apologize for everything now. It's quite a series.
Yeah, ever since the whole Aflac thing, any joke I do, I say, why did the alphabet take a laxative so they could move their vowels? And then I apologize to A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y.
I thought it was sometimes W and Y, but I'm from Michigan. But I got to thinking now, Gilbert, this is maybe you thought of this already. You know those things that suck young comedians into classes on how to be funny, like the comedy gym? Mm.
Yeah.
And they pay $500 to go sit in a room at a strip mall and learn how to be a great comedian like you.
Oh, God, that depresses me, the thought.
Well, how about you starting a school for comics on how to apologize?
Yes. You know? I want to write a book on just of nothing but apologies. See, because I feel like at this point, I want to have a taped apology that I'll just leave spaces open, like where it's like, I am sincerely sorry to the Swedish people. I am sorry to Anne Hathaway. I am sorry to...
Yeah, you can just stop by the studio and cut the name.
Everything, every item, every person. Yeah.
Well, you're certainly familiar with voiceovers, so that would be easy. By the way, what is the... when I was looking at, he's got a great thing from TMZ. Did TMZ actually air that with you being molested by Elmo?
Yes. I say, what's the difference between Elmo and a Catholic priest? Nothing. Yes.
And then and you apologize to Elmo and the Catholic priest.
I apologize to Elmo and all Catholic priests everywhere.
Now, what are the
and
things?
I tweeted... Elmo was caught with an underage boy. You'd really think Elmo would know how to count. Yeah. And I apologize to the count.
Gilbert Gottfried is our friend, co-host, special guest this morning. We were talking some more off the air about that TMZ parody on the web about you. And if you haven't seen it, folks, check it out on the web. But they were mentioning your credits and how you were the voice of... but one of the things of the Aflac Duck was the smoke alarm. Were you really the voice of a smoke alarm, PSA?
Seymour Smoke. Seymour Smoke, the smoke detector. You could find that on YouTube.
All I know is I would be on acid if I looked up at the ceiling and saw a smoke detector talk to me in your voice.
And what eventually happened, they showed that a lot, me as Seymour, the smoke detector. And then I'm riding up in an elevator to do another voiceover for something else at this recording studio. And I run into a guy in the elevator who recorded me as Seymour Smoke. And they said, oh, we're recording another one now. And I said, oh, no one told me about this. And they said, oh, we have another person as... And they said, because we want to appeal to a more black hip-hop audience. And so I figure, all right. So I figure they got Snoop Dogg or something as Seymour Smoke. And I said, well, who did you get? And they said, Jason Alexander. Because if anything screams black hip-hop, it's Jason Alexander. Yes.
By the way, what... speaking of voices, how come didn't you have any recourse or whatever when Aflac severed their relationships with you? You have an extremely distinctive voice. I know other people like Donald Sutherland and people who have been ripped off by people who sound like they can be sued. I mean, isn't your voice unique enough to protect? You know what I'm saying?
You'd think. I asked one lawyer, and he said there's a lot of tricks around them getting around with ripping you off. But it's like Aflac fired me, got a guy who sounded like me for less money. That's the important thing. thus bringing closure to a horrible tragedy.
Well, as long as you keep apologizing, you'll be fine.
Right? Yes.
Gilbert Gottfried's on the show this morning. And by the way, we're broadcasting. If you didn't know, we did the show Monday through Friday for 4 years, and I decided to sort of retire.
Because right now you're older than the original Sonny.
Right.
That's what I was thinking. Saturday morning is perfect.
I got to break a record. So but we're broadcasting from our studios in our RV. Down in Florida
right now.
We're
on the road.
We're on the road going over the country. And I wanted to know, has Gilbert Gottfried ever camped, gone camping? Have you ever gone out in the woods, an RV or a tent, and gone camping?
My God, once.
Really?
Once.
Tell us about it.
That was at that point, you know, when you're young and you don't know who the hell you are.
Right.
And someone suggests something and you go, even though that sounds horrible, I don't want to just say it sounds. Nowadays, when someone tells me to do things like that, I go, no, that's horrible. I want to sit on my couch and watch TV and have running water. But yeah, no, I did. I did camp and that was awful.
Where'd you go?
I forget where. It was in the middle of nowhere, and they had to pitch up a camp and sleep in a sleep. It was horrible. Oh, that was awful. Hey, getting back to something we were speaking about earlier.
What?
Did where you lived, was there Officer Joe Bolton?
Oh, as a kid, you mean?
Yes.
No, we had our local guy in Grand Rapids, Michigan, he hosts Popeye cartoons. He was called Buck Berry. He was a cowboy. So you had an officer or what?
Oh, well, Officer Joe Bolton was for the Three Stooges.
Oh, okay.
He used to show them in New York. Mm-hmm. For Popeye, we had Captain Jack McCarthy.
Now, aren't these all guys all like weathermen in the afternoon? And they become somebody else in the evening or a Saturday morning?
Yeah, they were all these guys who were lucky enough that they were going to be kicked off of TV anyway.
Right.
And now they dress them in either a captain's house or a captain's hat or a policeman's hat. And then they had a whole new career.
Right. For a time in the early 80s down in Miami, I hosted the Night Owl movies on Channel 6. Mm-hmm. I used to host movies all night. I did the morning show on the radio, then I somehow stayed up all night.
You were that guy.
On Saturday, hosting Plan 9 from Outer Space and all that stuff. It was awful.
I used to host up all night, but we shot it during the day.
Oh, really?
I don't want to kill the magic of it. But there we would show, like, a bunch of, like, tits and ass comedy with the tits and ass cut out of it. So it was a real waste of time.
Right. No payoff at all.
Yeah, so you were able to concentrate on the plot.
Right. Well, I'm glad you survived your camping experience. I'll go back to voices for a second. We were talking earlier about being the voice of a smoke alarm.
Yeah.
Did you actually get a chance to see the smoke alarm character or just run in the booth and cut it and leave?
I just ran in the booth. I did a voice of a dog for an ASPCA commercial, and I just like ad-libbed it while I was doing it, and the guy who was officially the writer got an award for writing. And then they were going to give me an award for the performance, and I said, I'm out of town that day, but thank you, this is it's but they said, we can only give you the award if you go there and if you show up and accept it. If not, you're not getting an award.
Really?
Yeah, so it shows how valuable.
Do you remember what you ad-libbed? Was this one that was, are you playing a dog that was in a kennel and wanted a home kind of thing?
Yes.
Right?
They had me in it was like a point of view shot with a camera inside the cage and going, pick me.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I thought maybe to show the dog and you heard your voice going, take me home. You know, like Gilbert Gottfried. I would take you home just out of fear.
Yeah.
We were talking about all the voices you've been doing. From cartoons to commercials, which reminds me, what's the weirdest voice you've ever done? Is there a possible weirdest voice you've been asked to do that you didn't?
I was the voice of an ant. I was the voice of an elf. I was the voice of a toaster for Pop Tarts.
Do you have videos of all these? I'll be honest. Do you keep a library just for your own amusement?
I for a while I had them. I don't keep anything in any order. But all of these now, you don't need to even keep them because you could find it all on YouTube.
Right, exactly. Matter of fact, I watch Amos and Andy on YouTube all the time.
Oh, speaking of old cartoons, do you remember Calvin and the Colonel?
Calvin and the Colonel. Good Lord, no.
Calvin and the Colonel was a bear and a fox cartoon with the original voices from radio of Amos and Andy.
Really?
Wow.
And they figured they would be less racist if it was two animals.
Right. Well, I'm sorry, but Amos and Andy are hilarious.
They are.
I watch
them
all the time on YouTube, all the time.
And what? It's a knee-jerk reaction when people say, that was so racist. And you go, no, it wasn't.
Well, yeah, the closest they ever came was Sanford and Son with Fred Sanford. His whole attitude was rather, I don't know, it was hilarious.
You big dummy.
Yeah, right. I mean, Anyway, but back to you as a kid watching
now,
cartoons.
Now, I heard Lamont is now a preacher.
Yes, he is, as a matter of fact. He's a minister, right. Yeah. And he's got quite a following. Of course, they all do. Well, matter of fact, where we were in Ocala a couple weeks ago, Florida, which is in the middle of the state, and we were staying in this park, and all of a sudden in the field next to us, they put up this huge tent. It was a revival. You ever been to a revival?
I'd never been to a live one. No,
oh,
I would love
God,
to.
It's spooky.
We could hear it at night. It was so spooky sounding. Oh, man.
Because you hear the echo of the PA from across the field, like, oh, Jesus, all of a sudden the music would start, and they'd scream, and they'd run around. It was amazing.
It went on for four nights.
And people are jumping up from their wheelchairs.
I can't imagine what they were doing. I wanted to walk over there and peek in just to see what was going on.
Blind people are yelling, I can see.
Yeah. Right, I like it when they hit you on the forehead, and they got to have a couple of people behind you because you have to fall.
Yeah.
You know, oh yes,
you're overwhelmed.
Yes.
Right?
but in Central Florida, I was afraid they might have the snakes too.
Oh yeah, they got snakes.
They like to do the thing with the snakes.
Yeah, they play with snakes. By the way, I want to ask you something else in the news. Else was in the news, Gilbert. Instagram just announced that all the photos on that app they use to upload photos to Facebook, as of January 15th, they own and have the rights to market all of your photographs. Are you aware of that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, they say if you don't opt out by January 15th, all the photos you ever sent up there and all the ones you will in the future are their exclusive property. You understand that? And so you could, I could
and they can
end
do
up on
they
a,
want with them?
You could end up your picture in a hemorrhoid endorsement commercial or something. You know, they're going to own your picture.
You could be the voice of the hemorrhoid.
Yeah, you could be the voice of the hemorrhoid and use your pictures.
Harry the hemorrhoid. Hi, I'm Harry the hemorrhoid.
No. Back to cartoons. What did you do? I don't know. Where did you grow up, first of all? It was New York or in that area?
In Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Now, what did you do as a kid? I mean, I'm talking 7, 8 years old, back before, you know, there was the internet or anything else. I, other than watching cartoons, what did Gilbert do on an average day? What did you play?
Well, when I was old enough, and I discovered it accidentally, it was an activity that I learned about and did it all the time. Yeah. Well, once the parents were asleep, that was, I like that better than baseball or any of those things.
Don't we all?
Right? Yes.
Well, what did you do for porno, though? I mean, the Sears catalog? I mean, there was no porno back then.
Yeah, see, that's one of the biggest changes in the world now. Is that back then it was like, you know, you'd see like an underwear ad.
Right.
And that was major hot porn.
Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Did you cut out the pictures of the underwear and put the men and the women underwear together?
And have them, the male underwear humping the female.
The female underwear, right. They're giving too much away here.
And then I remember, too, it's like there was like one kid, and I remember us climbing up to the top of the building where, like, right before you got to the roof, under like some trash cans, he pulled away the trash can where he had this torn up, rotted issue of Playboy. Ooh. That he found. And that was like amazing. Yeah. Now, but now you see porn all over the place.
No, brother. It's very easy to get.
Oh,
yeah.
Here's what I want to know. How does porn make money now if you could get it all for free?
Well, probably the advertising on the side is if you're watching it.
Oh, okay.
Next time when you're really engrossed in some porno, just glance to the right and give the sponsors some due. Gilbert Gottfried is our special guest. And I know, Gilbert, you've been around a while, but let's go back a long time to when you were a little kid growing up. Did you ever think about what you wanted to be when you grew up? Did you ever think about that in the future, or were you the kind of kid didn't give a shit?
There were several thoughts I had, but, I mean, like, the first time I got up on stage, I was 15.
Really?
So I had decided fairly early on I wanted some career as in show business. What I think what attracted me to show business was that I learned early on in these interviews and stuff that if you were an idiot, it was like admired if you were like a star. You know, like these people like Tim Burton or something, if they go like, oh, you know, I don't know how to tie my shoes. And it's like, oh, he's an artist. He doesn't know how to tie his shoes.
Right.
And if you worked in a grocery store, you'd be a schmuck if you didn't know that.
Right, right. If you're not in the grocery, if you're in show business, you're like a bohemian or something.
Yes, yes.
Right.
He's such an artist. He thinks he thinks on a whole different level.
Now, but when you, where did you develop this style of yours? I mean, was it somebody you ran across in the old days, somebody you saw? Was it a relative? I mean, you know.
I never put any, you know, after a while you go, oh, this is the way my delivery is now. Yeah, like after years of doing it, all of a sudden you wake up. And
did you remember when your voice changed?
That's how I do it now.
Back to being a kid. Do you remember when your voice changed?
The minute I started whacking on.
The Adam's apple dropped and the whole thing, right? We're talking to Gilbert Gottfried. Let me ask you your opinion on a couple of things. Lindsay Lohan, should we give her another chance, Gilbert, or not?
Yeah, I think she's really serious this time.
Right. Have you ever, by the way, have you ever considered at some point in your career, for whatever personal reason, maybe you were down and out or whatever, actually doing something else like Channel 7 newscast or something when you were younger? I mean, you ever think about, you know.
That's what I dreamt about.
Right. Yeah. Being a newsman for Channel 7. But. You could do news for the hard of hearing. You know? Channel 7! You know, just scream at them. Anyway, if you were the president, Mr. Gottfried, what would be the first thing you'd do?
I'd legalize jerking off. Yes. It would be. In fact, it would be an Olympic activity.
It would be mandatory.
Yeah. Right. Distance.
What about the fiscal cliff, I wonder?
Yeah, right. The fiscal cliff.
Are we going over or not going over?
That sounds like a porn title. It should be the fiscal fist. Or
the fiscal fist, right. But yeah. What's what we're going to get anyway? Back to you and your family. You have a lovely family, by the way. And there's a picture on Facebook of you right beside your kid, and you look amazingly alike. Does that bother you at all?
Oh, yes. See, my kids, it's weird. They were lucky. They looked like me if I had been born nice-looking.
Yeah, right. I was going to say a good version of you, right.
It's kind of like, you know how it sometimes happens the opposite way? It's like if you've ever had a blind date, and you're talking to the girl, and you say, well, who do people tell you look like? Right. And they'll say Cindy Crawford. And you're all excited. And then you see them and they look like an ugly Cindy Crawford. You know? They look like Cindy Crawford in a horrible car accident.
Right.
You
know? Or on heroin, right.
Yeah.
Well, the question is, your kid does look like you, but does he sound like you? Because I'm imagining, I've never heard in your son's voice, he would go, hi, Dad. You know, I mean, he doesn't.
Ma, give me some cereal.
Yeah. I have to pee. Yeah. Now you, I do that. Yes.
By the way, are you planning on expanding the family, Gilbert? Any more kids?
No. I'm all exhausted, and I think I'll drop dead by next year anyway.
No. Speaking of TV being on television, we were earlier. Well, what about reality shows? Somebody must have come along and said, you know, of all the people we can follow around with a camera, Gilbert would be a lot of fun. Has anybody approached you on that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But now it's unavoidable. It's like for the longest time I was trying to put off the whole reality thing, and now that's all there is. Yeah. Like sitcoms are dead. There are about three sitcoms on now. Daytime serials are dead. Now it's all reality.
Now tell us, Gilbert, what is your guilty pleasure? What is the one TV show that Gilbert watches he doesn't want to really admit that he watches? Come on.
Oh, God, let's see.
So like the wedding cake show or the
housewives.
Yeah, no, those shows I have never seen, a housewife one.
Neither have I.
Or the wedding cake. Those, you know what used to be a great show?
What?
That would come on, it would pop up at like sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning. And I think it was called Hollywood Babylon. And it was hosted, or they would have a segment with Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis?
And yeah.
Oh,
and,
yeah, I do remember that.
And on Hollywood Babylon, they would pick scandalous stories about celebs and do reenactments with actors who looked nothing at all and sounded nothing like these people. Like, so they would go, oh, this is Clark Gable. And right. It would be some, you know, schmuck with who was bald with a pot belly, and he'd be going, hi, Scarlett.
That'd be funny. You had to put Clark Gable's name on the screen with an arrow pointing to the guy who's supposed to be Clark Gable. Right. This is Clark Gable. Yeah, I do. I vaguely remember that. It was like scandals and murders, and everything seems to be unsolved in
unsolved.
Hollywood.
Unsolved.
Did, right, like, right. Did they do the Fatty Arbuckle scandal?
Oh,
and the Bob Crane scandal?
Yeah,
sort of thing?
They had a skinny guy.
Fatty Arbuckle. Right. This is Fatty Arbuckle. Gellert, I appreciate it very much, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Gilbert Gottfried, my guest this week on the Foxcast. I'm Sonny Fox. We hope you enjoyed that. Tell your friends about the show, won't you please? And we'll see you here next week with another special guest. Thanks for listening.